There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
What shall I show you? And how can I show you what I saw? What I saw in Om Mandali. Oh friends, how can I describe such a joy? The voice of Om, like an arrow, pierced my mind. And calm and quiet I became. In all my troubles and all my stories, all my sorrows died away. It's one of the beautiful songs sung by Mama, describing her initial ecstatic experiences. The arrow has pierced, and the soul has become calm and quiet. And this arrow must pierce very deeply. The arrow of divine love. The deeper it penetrates, the greater would be the impact. To become silent is to come back to one's original self, the process of centering. It is the decentering that has wreaked havoc. It is the decentering that is responsible for spiritual lassitude. It is the decentering that is responsible for all the wanderings of the mind. There is a voice at the voice and noise on the circumference, but the center is completely placid, absolute pacific. This center is where we are and we should be. The more you move towards the periphery, the disturbance starts. The journey of spirituality is a journey from periphery to the center. The journey of spirituality is a journey from circumference to the midpoint, to that radius. The more you stay on the periphery is addictive. The periphery has so many things. The periphery has your seva. The periphery has your relationships. The periphery has your duties, responsibilities, works to be done, curiosity. I want to learn this and I want to learn that. The periphery has got food. I want to eat this and I want to eat that. The periphery has got hunger and periphery has got thirst. The periphery hijacks you. It kidnaps your internal bliss. And you are held captive. There's a beautiful story about Hatim Tai, which has come in Murli multiple times. So this man, Hatim Tai, is quite famous. He has been mentioned even in Hadith. In Islam, there are two group of literature. One is Quran and second is Hadith. Hadith is by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So this Hadith has got the mention of Hatim Tai. Arabian Nights has got mention of Hatim Tai. Arabian literature mentions Hatim Tai. And same with so many other books, Indian books, Kissa-e Hatim Tai, mentions Hatim Tai. And they describe him as a man of virtue. In English, there is a phrase, as generous as Hatim. As generous as Hatim. So there is a story of a man. He's a family man, a householder. And there are quarrels and arguments and debates and disturbances in his family all the time. He is disturbed. So he goes to Hatim Tai and tells him, what should I do? Every person of my family keeps quarreling. There is a dispute everywhere. Every now and then there is an altercation. What should I do? How to get rid of this altercation? Hatim Tai gives him a bead and tells him that whenever the other person starts quarreling, you keep this bead in your mouth. But one condition. The bead should be kept at least for 10 minutes, then only it will work. The bead should be kept for 10 minutes, otherwise it won't work. It's a magical bead. Don't think it's an ordinary bead. It's a magical bead. The man goes home. As usual, the other day, one of the family members starts fighting. Immediately takes out the bead and keeps in the mouth. So now he can't speak. So the other person fights and shouts and screams. But how long he will shriek and shout? After some time, when he finds that there is no response from the other person, the quarreling person stops and the trick worked. So that's the story. Baba says, Mukh mein mulahara. The bead in the mouth. You have heard that multiple times. So that's the story part, theory. So what is the significance of this story? What is the importance? What is the gist? No. That is not the gist. What is the moral of this story? Patience. Patience is not the moral of the story. No. The story has nothing to do with silence. There's something else. What is that? No. It has nothing to do with anger. It has nothing to do with no reaction. Trick? No. It has nothing to do with detached observership. Past duration. It has no relationship with time. It has nothing to do with good wishes. It has no business with awareness. What is the significance of this story? We need to understand only one word, and that is bead. Bead in most of the Arabian literature means light. Light means soul. To keep the bead in the mouth means to become soul conscious. To become conscious, light conscious. It's not that just by not speaking at that point of time that you can avert the anger. It might come later on. You have just postponed it. But anger has not disappeared. It has settled. Settled anger is called hatred. What is the definition of hatred? Settled anger. The anger which has settled, the anger which has been suppressed. Now it has taken the form of hatred, strong dislike, grina. Because there was an intense rage against somebody. So to keep the bead means light. Bead means to keep the bead in the mouth is to become soul conscious. So when you are soul conscious, automatically you are insulated. What happens? You get coated, cocooned, protected. You are protected. You become impregnable. Nothing can penetrate you. No disturbance. Automatically, soul conscious stage is the stage of insulation. Soul conscious stage is the stage of coating. You become intact. But that stage should be so strong, so intense. And you should have earlier experiences of that stage. Simply knowing that I am soul is not enough. It is just the theory part. When you get situated in soul consciousness, you no more utter, I am soul. You no more say that I am a silent soul or peaceful soul or happy soul. You don't add any adjectives. There is no need of adding adjectives before soul. Even there is no need of saying that I am soul. When you are soul, what is the point of saying I am soul again and again? It is not something which has been imposed and thrusted upon you. It is not something which you are forced to do. Say that you are soul. We are saying, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Soul consciousness is the stage of experience where the body is forgotten, is lost. So that stage is the stage of protection. So Baba says, put the bead in the mouth. So it has got one meaning is soul consciousness. Second meaning, yes, what all you said, is to become silent. To observe silence, the observance of silence, it's a vrat, mon, observance of silence. There are three types of silence. One, body, silence of body means you can stay in one posture for a long time. You don't move. That is the silence of body. Second is silence of speech. You can control the speech to a considerable extent. And third is the silent mind. To make the mind silent means to take it to the stage of no mind, where the thoughts reduce, disappear. Thought economy. It's known as thought economy. It's known as to reduce the speed of thought. And you don't do it, automatically it happens. So mind becomes silent. Speech. You don't relish speech. You have found that there is an inner world of silence which is much, much beautiful. Which is much, much eloquent and fluent than the outside speech. Body silence. Body, you should practice to keep the body in one posture for a long time. That's also a part of sadhana experience. So, this phrase Baba basically speaks in context of anger. How many types of anger are there? Human beings have tendency to classify things, and that we have learned from God Himself. Because he keeps on classifying every time. Three types, three types, four types, six types. How many types of anger are there? Three types. 21 types or even more. So when you get angry next time, first sit and try to categorize which classification is this. Because the treatment differs. First you should know the diagnosis. Simply knowing COVID-19 is not enough. Which COVID? It is mild, moderate, severe. What is the CT score? What is the clinical presentation? What is the saturation of the patient? How is he clinically, hemodynamically? How are the clinical signs and symptoms? Whether he is responding to first line of treatment or he needs to go to the higher. So what is it? Which category? It is a Delta or Omicron? Or it is Lambda or Kappa, which are yet to come in future? Lambda, Kappa, Mu, Pi. So these are future. Delta, Theta, Alpha, Gamma, Beta. There are so many. So you must know where it is so that you can treat properly. So they describe so many. One is behavioral anger. In behavior, somebody is very angry all the time. His behavior is like that. He's angry all the time. Anger is sitting on the top of his nose. He doesn't need reasons to become angry. You don't understand, even animals understand. So they just need reason. It's like wife telling the husband, go and get a juice for me. Get some breakfast for me. So he brings an apple. She says, oh, I never wanted. Today I wanted apple juice. Why you brought apple? She's so unhappy. Next day he says, okay, bring. So he brings juice. She says, oh, you got juice. I wanted apple today. What sort of husband are you? You don't understand my internal desire. So next day he brings an apple and juice together. So she says, oh, when you will know. The apple from which you made juice, actually that apple I wanted to eat. And the juice which you prepared, and the apple which you got, actually I wanted juice from that apple. So you'll never improve. Second is passive anger. Anger is there, but it is passive. It is like very subtle, very, but it is there going on for a long time. It's not active. Another is deliberate anger. Deliberately you become angry. It's like, yes, you show you are angry. Another is moral anger. You can't tolerate others speaking untruth. That is known as moral anger. Somebody is lying in front of you. Somebody is speaking untruth. Somebody is cheating. You can't just stand that person. That is moral anger. Another is chronic anger. Anger which has been going on like vendetta. In the families, two families are opposed to each other. So that vendetta exists. And there is violent behavior. You know, the cases of road rage is so much increasing. You know what is road rage? If suppose somebody overtakes you, how dares he overtake me? You can't tolerate. That is road rage. There are so many cases of road rage, especially in America, about road rages. They fight on the road. Another is addictive anger. You have become addict. You know, but you can't avoid because it has become an addiction. You get angry. Everywhere you get angry. What are you doing? Why you kept this like this? Why these wires are like this? Another is judgmental anger. Anger, judgmental. You start judging things. This is not good, that is not good. He should not have spoken that, he should not have spoken this. Another is overwhelming anger, extreme anger. You got full of anger, too much anger, ocean of anger. Another is sudden anger. You are everything doing nice, you are sitting in yoga, and suddenly you get angry. That is known as sudden anger. Another is habitual anger. It has become habit, not addiction. Habit is different, addiction is different. Another is hate. Hate is a form of anger. Another is sneaky anger. Sneaky means it just goes anytime. It is unpredictable. Anytime it can come. Constructive anger. You are angry and you feel that your anger has worked. Others have understood what you wanted to show. It's like you have shown off that you are angry. Inside you are not angry, but you have to show. Another is verbal anger. You start abusing. Another is paranoid anger. This is a psychological, this is a medical condition. Don't go in detail of this. This is a paranoid. You have become paranoid. Volatile anger. It comes and it goes. One moment or another is angry. Next moment he is loving you. Now it was there and another moment it is gone. It is like fraction of seconds the anger is there. It's a volatile anger. Another is retaliate. You want to take revenge. It's so powerful. Another is self-inflicted anger. You are angry with yourself. You inflict yourself. You cause pain to yourself with this anger. And another is shame-based anger. So, these are different types of anger. So, no matter which anger comes, Baba says, put the bead in mouth. Means become silent or soul conscious. So, first diagnosis. If you diagnose, half treatment is done. The rest of the things are not needed then. Om Shanti.